Hey folks, Dan Freer here with the closing bell for January 27th, 2025. So there's a lot on the agenda this week that will be affecting real estate, especially mortgage rates. So that's what we're going to talk about in today's video. Federal Reserve is going to be meeting on Wednesday and telling us what exactly they're going to do. There's a ton of information after the meeting, so we're going to go over that. So let me go over the headlines that we're going to talk about in today's video. U.S. New home sales exceed expectations, but now the concern is rising supplies. Is that going to be too much to handle? That's what we're going to talk about. Equities, Dow Jones did pretty well today, but the NASDAQ took it on the chin, losing about 600 points today. We're going to look at that, oil and crypto, latter part of the video. They finally confirmed Scott Bessent. The Secretary of the Treasury. I think if you ever have time to watch any of this young man's interviews, you got to watch him. He is impressive, to say the least. And then the bond market on the MBSs, we're having a nice tick up. We closed up 35, and that's what's happening to mortgage rates right now. So here's what we're seeing with rates. They're down 4 basis points on the 30-year fix. Not as much as I expected, but you might see some more follow-through tomorrow in the bond market. We'll watch that at the opening bell, so stay tuned and join me tomorrow morning. When you go over to this piece of the information, here's what we have on the agenda. The only information that came out today is new home sales. It actually beat expectations and pretty much walloped them. And then also the revisions that came in from the previous numbers, that added a lot of numbers there as well. And I'll take a deeper dive into that in a second. But what we have the rest of the week is tomorrow there's really not any data out that the Federal Reserve will be concerned about. Durable goods orders, month over month, consumer confidence. Then here's when the data really starts. We have on Wednesday the FOMC statements. FOMC is the Federal Reserve. They're going to come out and tell us what exactly they're going to do with interest rates. So that'll be on Wednesday afternoon. I think we have a live event for this. So join us there. We can talk about it and I can explain kind of what they're saying in the background. Then here's the weird thing, or here's, you wish all this data could have been previous to the Federal Reserve's decision, because what you're seeing here is on Thursday, we have GDP coming out. That's how productive is our economy. And then the same day you're having initial jobless claims. Okay, so that's going to give us a jobs report and then how productive those people on the jobs are doing. Okay, so that's what this is telling us. Then over here on Friday, we have the number one inflation number that the Federal Reserve puts the most weight in right here. It's coming out on Friday. So 2 days after the Federal Reserve comes out, and they're going to come out and say, we're not going to do anything and we're going to be completely data dependent. Well, that data is going to come in the next 2 days. It's really going to determine what the Federal Reserve's next move is going to be. So we'll be diligent to watch that. So here's the U.S. Home sales. They blew away the numbers. That was the headlines that we're seeing through here. There's a lot of money getting pulled out of the AI trade right now. So you have NASDAQ dropping 600 points, but all the information I'm dissecting right now is telling us this is going to rebound tomorrow. This was way oversold. So you'll probably see the NASDAQ pick up tomorrow as well as the rest of the indices. We're seeing on the oil side, we watch oil here on the channel because oil is inflationary. It tells us where kind of, this is a big beat on inflation. Just think of it this way. How does your food get produced? Well, tractors and trucks and everything else. How does it get shipped to where it needs to go? Tractors and all this stuff runs on oil. So we follow oil, and as oil prices go down, you're going to see inflation go down. So hopefully that's the trend we're going to see there. Cryptocurrencies, let's see what it's doing. It's 100,000 just teetering right there. That's norm for that. Some breaking news that we have is, again, Scott Bessent. He got the confirmation for the Secretary of Treasury. I think this is one huge addition to the cabinet that we're all lucky to have. Okay, so let's get over to here. We have some breaking news from CNBC. I love taking a video each day and just showing you guys the true numbers behind the scenes so you can get it live when it took place. I didn't buffer anything. This is actually what took place, and they're going to go over the housing report that was published this morning.
We're going to kick off a busy week of economic data with new home sales. Let's get to Rick Santelli. Hey, Rick.
Yes, these are December new home sales, Carl. Expecting a number somewhere in the 675,000 camp. Those are seasonally adjusted annualized units. We come in better. A whisker under 700,000, 698,000. That's the best rate since September of last year. And a positive revision in the rearview mirror, 664,000 becomes 674,000. This was largely expected, a rebound, but do remember, the month of December was not friendly for 30-year mortgage rates or interest rates in general if you were looking to finance a home. December saw interest rates climb in the 10-year, and they basically, in the 30-year mortgage fixed arena, saw mortgages above 7% pretty much for the entire month. For more, a dig deeper into this number, let's head east to Diana Olick. Diana?
Rick, it's really interesting that we got a beat on this number. Remember, new home sales are based on signed contracts during the month, so it's the most current indicator that we get of what's going on in the market. And as Rick said, we did see mortgage rates go up over 7% from just below 7% in December. Interesting that back in October, when we went from that low in mortgage rates and shot way up over 7%, we saw new home sales come down sharply. We did not see that in December. There's been this talk of a new normal in the market. We also are seeing inventory supply come down from 8.9 months supply to 8.5 months supply, and prices are still holding. $427,000 was the median price of a newly built home sold in December. That was up 2% year over year. So what's going on? Well, the builders are buying down mortgage rates. They continue to use incentives, even though their sentiment has gone up very little. They are still concerned about what's going on for their costs. And that was why we got that downgrade that you all just talked about on D.R. Horton, which was from Bank of America, saying housing demand has moderated with higher rates and input costs are rising. And builders have said they're concerned about tariffs and how they will impact their material costs going forward. But again, there appears to still be more demand in the market. We know the existing home side is still lean. It's an expensive market, but people are buying. We saw it in the Northeast and the West were the strongest areas. So a nice surprise for the builders, even though they seem to be pulling back a little bit on their sentiment. And the market is kind of thinking a little less of them with that D.R. Horton downgrade. Carl?
So we'll see what happens. So that's that part. So let me just give you my take on what I think is going to happen the rest of this week. So I think tomorrow, the data coming out is really nothing. The Federal Reserve is going to come out on Wednesday, and they're going to basically scapegoat it and say, we're going to be completely data dependent. Okay. But what you're going to see over the next 60 to 90 days, you're going to start, I'm expecting a surprise on the downside on the PCE on Friday because of housing and shelter. So that's my read on the market. So I'm expecting this to go down. So what's going to happen is the Federal Reserve is going to come out this week. They're not going to do anything. They're going to say they're going to be data dependent. You're going to see some of these inflationary numbers throughout the next 60 to 90 days dropping. That's going to give them a signal to say, okay, we can possibly cut, and then they're going to cut, you know, it, one of the next upcoming meetings. And then it's going to go from there to see how a lot of the immigration policies taking effect right now. Is that going to increase as house prices go up and supply or the cost of going into the homes? Are you going to see starting the labor costs starting to go up on all these ends as well? So mortgage builders or home builders are going to start getting a little squeezed on that end because they're going to start seeing their costs going up. So how are they going to react? That's going to determine a lot what happens in the market as well. So one last thing is right through here, we just had Patrick. He is from Colorado Home Realty. We did a live event with him just now. He is a fantastic young man. So if you're looking to buy out in Denver, please watch this video. Reach out to Patrick. You'll be in great hands with him and his team. So thanks again for all that, Patrick. And then last but not least, before you do anything, you apply for a car loan, you go out and you reach out to us to maybe help you with a mortgage, please make sure you know what's going on with your credit scores. So go to creditscoresandmore.com. Check it out. There's a lot of information there. I think you might learn some things about credit. Last but not least, who am I? What do I do? Well, I'm Dan Friel. I'm hopefully your nationwide mortgage loan officer. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. I'd love to help you out. I work at a company called ServBank. We're one of the country's largest mortgage servicers. Unique piece about this, though, is we're also a large mortgage brokerage. So my slogan for 2025 is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. So let us take the hard work out of all this purchasing of a home. You go out there and look and find that dream home. Let us take care of the financing. So reach us at therateupdate.com. You can do one of three things, actually. You can put in an application right up through there. I usually ask people, don't do that. I'd love to talk to you. At least talk to me, Alan, or David. There's only three of us on my team. You know, we all would love to help you. Just click right through there, schedule a consultation with one of us. Or if you'd rather reach me personally, all you need to do is scroll down to the bottom right through here, and you can call 800-775-5626. Or if you want to reach me, Not a just a comment, but you have a question, you need some help, I'd love to help. Just send me an email to Dan@therateupdate.com. Leave your message and also your name and phone number. Love to reach out and chat with you to answer any other questions that you might have. So thanks for watching. God bless. Have a fantastic evening. Hope to see you back here tomorrow. Bye-bye.